Now, was George Edwards on the court when you...
George was there when I arrived, and I always say that he took one look at me and decided to leave. Actually, I arrived in October, and George left in, about first of the year, and what had happened was Jerry Cavanaugh had been elected mayor down in Detroit, and somehow they had an understanding that Cavanaugh wanted to appoint Edwards to become police commissioner because there was a tremendous issue of the treatment accorded black citizens in Detroit by the then organized and administered police department of the city of Detroit, which was considered to be heavy-handed and not really fair. And
George
left the court to become police commissioner of Detroit, later going on to the Sixth Circuit, of course, where he is now. But I was just absolutely stunned that when he came around to say that he was going to leave the court and go with the Kavanaugh administration as police commissioner. The very idea that somebody would leave the Michigan State Supreme Court and go to the city of Detroit police commissioner's job, just it was almost unbelievable to me. Nothing wrong with that job, just that it was a huge step down. And he said his mission was to prove that you could have vigorous law enforcement within the Constitution. That was his mission. And boy, did he work at it. He campaigned as if he were running for office. He was not, but he really went around every place he could get access to give that message that a big city police department can stay within the Constitution and laws of the country and still be vigorous in the prosecution of criminals.
Well, he got the police department started in a direction.
Oh, yes. He made a lot of changes. The occasional resignation of some of the what were considered then as hardliners. I don't know about the merits of it, but he got, I believe, effective control of the top echelon of the police department and initiated a lot of changes in it. George was a great fellow for the causes, and he had great energy, of course.
Now, Ted Souris, was he also sitting when you arrived?
Yeah, Ted arrived, of course, in the early part of 60. He took John Volker's place, and I arrived in the latter part of 61, and of course, we were the baby judges, if you will. Ted was, I think Ted's about 2.5 years younger than I think I told you before, younger than I am. I was 39 when I arrived. I think Ted was about 36 going on 37 when I arrived. And Ted was, as I've often said, he was the single most effective justice on the court during my time. I think Ted, because of his very hard work, his very good mind, and his exquisite preparation of every motion, every application for leave, of every case, Ted probably changed more minds at the conference table. I know he did than any of us, and probably more than all of us combined over the period of time I was there, 5 years or so.
Was it because of his hard work or his sheer intellectual power or the
combination? It was a combination of both. Ted would take some obscure motion of somebody to do something, and it would look on the surface as like maybe 100 others we had seen, because we did an awful lot of these things and had to do them very hurried, and because we had almost no staff. We were the staff at that time, that is, the justices were. And Ted would have it better prepared than most of us, nearly all of us. And sometimes we were headed in one particular direction. He said, well, just before you make up your mind or something like that, let me just speak to that for a moment. And he would say, well, this is not as it appears. It is something a little bit deeper than that. If you'll notice, there is a phrase here or a clause there. And he said, I think this is something we want to take another look at. My belief is that we should do this rather than what you're proposing in your motion to do. And we listened to the argument, and
he was often persuasive.
He was often persuasive, and we would say, well, that sounds pretty quick, Ted, and we would change our minds. He was hardworking and innovative. And
he was a hard worker, wasn't he?